Welcome to the skating session. My name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Vu.
And Thomas is apparently freezing in Florida. I don't know, this jacket thing going on. We're here
Icy
today.
outside today.
I
Like,
know
literally, ice covered the streets.
it's been so cold in Florida the last few days. For us, it's like chilly weather. We're here to cover the first day of the Olympic Games. It started early this morning for figure skating. On the East Coast, at least, it's the only day where the events are in the morning because they had to make time for the
Thankfully.
opening ceremonies that are happening right now, actually. But we're here to cover the first day of competition. We had the rhythm dance, then the pair short program, then the women's short program. We still have one more segment tomorrow, the men's short program, before we know the five teams that will make it into the final. We're going to pull up our spreadsheet. We're going to review what we got wrong. We were actually pretty close on almost everything. There were a few small surprises, but for the most part, we more or less had everything right. Anyways, your first impressions of the event.
The general impression I got was like, okay, at least for the singles, they were trying to make sure they did the calls and everything. But I still felt like they're going to like the nicer versions of every call. You know, like, hey, it's clearly under, let's just give them a cue. It's clearly an E wrong edge. Let's give them an exclamation. So that was
Yeah.
happening, but at least it seemed to
Yeah.
be happening consistently. With dance, I would say the calls were really generous to the point where it's not even like necessarily being nice. Sometimes I'm just like, oh, okay. And like, I'm like side-eyeing some of this and we'll get to it. But I wasn't overly unhappy with how it, I guess, turned out in terms of like the calls and the officiating, but obviously some of these GOEs that we saw are just kind of ridiculous, but we'll get all to that. How about you?
We'll get into it. I mean, the same thing, kind of thing. You know, it's the Olympic Games. You see higher scores than usual. You see everybody getting season's best, personal best, blah blah blah. We're used to that. We're accustomed to that. They seem overly generous because this is like the best of the best. So they try to score on a higher level. That's what I feel like. And you start to see it in the team event already. Yeah, I saw. I forget which team it was. There were ice dancers that went from a level three initial call on the pattern step, and then when they reviewed it, they went all the way down to a base level. So I don't know how you find three correct turns. Maybe it was like the timing. I don't know, but like something was way off with that, and you just saw like very generous, and then they dipped down a little bit but for the most part, a lot of these teams kept pretty high levels. I just want to make a mention to start that Belinda Noonan, who is one of the commentators on this world venue feed. At first, I thought we weren't getting any commentators at all because it says the venue feed is no commentary. And then I heard Belinda's voice, and I'm like, all right, this is acceptable. She knows the sport so well, especially in pairs. She was going through specific criteria to get the levels. I mean, some of these things, like the death
Loved it.
spiral, it's just how many rotations you can get around. That's it. That's the level. How many times? If you can get it four times, then that's the level. That's all she had to explain. But most people don't know this stuff. She was going into some of the intricacies with the catches and why they're not the highest levels, blah, blah, blah. I really appreciate her. She commentated Worlds 2023 with Mark Henretti, and that was like a dream commentary team. Those two,
For
I think
real.
it would just be from now until the end of time, I wish it would be them for every single event. And I just remember when I was a kid. Probably around 2000 or 2001, YouTube wasn't a thing yet. Skating video clips had just started to become a thing. And back then, for those of you that are old enough, it was like everyone was on America Online in the United States. So the internet speed was so slow. To download one song would take like 20 minutes. To download a video, you're talking maybe an hour if it's any kind of quality. But I remember finding, right when these videos started to come out, I remember finding a lot of the 1998 Olympic videos of the skaters that weren't shown in the United States because that was the Olympics that was most recent, and I wanted to see a lot of these skaters. And Belinda was the commentator there for Australian TV. And so I got to know who she was very quickly, and she's always been kind of a fixture at the Olympics, and I'm so happy that she's still there because she really, really puts in the work, and you can tell she follows the
Really,
rules and she knows everything.
this is a great choice. I loved her commentary because not only is she not like talking about nothing, she's not going off on tangents, she's not being all like in the middle of a program, oh, look at this costume. It's all sport, it's all technique. She's educating us, and that's what my favorite thing is. She's not talking down to us, she's trying to teach us. And even, fans like us who are like crazy, pay attention, we read the rules. I still love hearing her commentary because I still be like, oh, what a great observation. It's almost like it's having kind of like that person sitting next to you and you're talking about it. She offers that, and I just can't gush about her commentary enough because everyone who's listening to the venue feed or Olympic feed, whichever one has Belinda on it, you're learning more. And that's what commentary should be for, you know, like learning more. I made this terrible mistake of trying to go to the NBC one for a little bit just to check it out. And immediately was like, nope, pass, going back, because like they just ended up gushing about nothing, being all like, oh, you know, talking about vibes. And I'm just, no, we're here for the sport. Thank you so much, Belinda, for your commentary. It's just such a relief.
Yeah, agreed. So this is the fourth time the team event has taken place. It started in 2014 as a way to get skaters more medals. I think it was heavily pushed by Russia, if I'm not incorrect, because that was the first Olympics it was at, and as a way to get more medals. Still have an issue with it being the first event before the individual events. I think it should still be at the end. I put a poll up on Instagram and it was heavily, I think like 80% said it should be after. And curiously, all the skaters that follow, including skaters that are at the Olympics, I think uniformly every single one of them for the poll suggested that it should be afterwards, after the individual events. So that's where we are there. I have to say though, these team boxes are kind of demure compared to what we see at World Team Trophy, where they really go overboard with costumes and kind of special whatever. I don't know if they're treating this as more of a serious competition and they feel silly to do that.
And I wonder if they're not allowed to do that, because you also notice too, everyone had the team jackets on, and I wonder if that was just like on purpose or being told they had to, because I know even at like US Nationals, you're required to wear the US Nationals team jacket unless your name is Ilya Molina and you can do what you want and they're not going to punish you for it. But you know, it's probably the same case here. So yeah, I almost wish like they let them have that more fun, those weird masks and everything like that. It just adds to this like more fun familial atmosphere. But I still liked the vibes like happening in the team boxes. I really love even skaters who aren't even in the team competition coming out and supporting their teammates. That's great.
That and there were a few glimpses we got of the team boxes after the skaters are done or in warm up or whatever. And at one point, I know you watched the pairs competition, and South Korea didn't even bother going to that because they didn't have a pair in the competition
I
in
get
that
it.
segment. It was empty. That box was empty. And then at one
It's
point,
three groups. There's a whole ice remake in the middle of it. Yeah, go get some food. You know what I mean? Like, go hang out. Don't
And
even be there.
one other one I noticed is, I don't know what segment it was. It was probably for the pairs, but Zach Laga for Canada was the only person in the Canadian team box. So I texted him really quick and I'm like, what is going on? And he replied right away. He's like, I don't know where everybody is, but I'm here to cheer everyone on. I love everyone. I'm going to root
Oh,
equally for
that's
everyone.
so
So,
cute. Love that.
all
Great
right.
job, Zach.
So we have day one done, like we said. We are going to pull up that spreadsheet again, which actually a lot of people gave us feedback that they wanted to have a version of it their own to plug in the numbers, and they thought it was pretty cool. We're numbers people, so for us, this is right up our alley. First event of the day was the rhythm dance. We predicted it to be, we actually had the exact same 10 predictions. The only thing we had out of order were we thought the French, Fournier, Beaudry, and Sizeron were going to be able to place ahead of Chalk and Bates, and then we also had Gillis and Poirier ahead of Fear and Gibson, and those were the only two that were switched, first and second and third and fourth. Fifth through tenth,
What's
we got it exactly right.
yeah and you know the only things we got wrong are the results I disagree with. So
So you start. Okay, start with Chalk and
you want
Bates,
me to
though.
start?
So yeah, so they.
Are we just gonna go in order here? So like, you know, we got US and France both switched. We conventional wisdom, we thought it would be given to the French here. And just going through, it's like, okay, PCS 0.05 difference. And so what really made the difference was the TES here, for that one point. And it's the thing I've been harping on all year, all season. Chalk and Bates' twizzles barely moved. You could see that. They were clean, they were steady, but they did not have great ice cover, did not have great speed. Even like Belinda was like, oh, you know, watch for it. Didn't make a comment on it, just told us to watch for it. And I think that's the only team she said it about. And here, and I'm looking at their protocol and I'm like, oh, wow. The majority of the panel gave them fours.
But
That,
that's,
according to the rubric,
we know that they're going to do that
no.
every time. It's
Every
never been
time.
any different.
And
It's
they
never.
get the highest Twizzle score in this segment, which is just to me an absurdity. I just, again, I cannot get over that. You know, if again, if you want to give them the plus fives in the choreographic rhythm step, five for the rotational lift, all valid. But these like step elements and these like more technical elements, I just don't see where you can go above three. And so I'm like the Great British Judge here, I'm giving them three maybe for like Twizzles. Twizzles is actually lower than three, but you know what I mean. And then give them the five for the rhythm step, give them the five for the rotational lift.
But okay, listen,
Everyone else, I don't know what they're doing.
the rhythm step made the difference here because of the scale for the choreographic elements.
Right.
You give Fournier, Borderie, Caesar on all, like I don't have it in front of me, but I looked at it earlier. I'm pretty sure they got mostly fours and even a three sprinkled in or something
Yeah,
on
two
that rhythm.
threes. Yeah.
Yeah. So then you look at Chalk and Bates, I'm pretty sure they have fives across the board. If they
And they
don't
have
have
two
fives across,
fours.
okay, so one got eliminated, the other one stayed. So essentially they have fives across. That right there was enough to give them, I mean, the difference was a little bit over a point in this program, and
Yeah.
that right there was the difference. You look at the skating skills, this is another issue for me. I think every single one of the nine judges tied them in skating skills, if I'm not
I
incorrect,
know.
which to me
Absurdity.
does not make sense. I'm not saying they're a bad team, and I do not want to harp on how bad, because the thing, to be quite honest with you, I really don't like Chalk and Bates' rhythm dance, but it's not like I'm rah-rah about Fournier, Baudry, and Cizeron's rhythm dance either. I think they
Right.
have one too many stops. It's like stop and go. I think the free dance is much better for the French team. But
Right.
if we're looking at skating quality, there is no, I just don't see how the skating skills can be equal. Composition and presentation, that's up for you to interpret yourself. I don't, like I said, neither program really does much for me, so whatever.
Same.
But skating skills, it should not be uniformly the same score across the board. I don't understand that one either.
It's almost like the judges are too afraid to make a choice. Do you know what I
I
mean?
think,
And so
yeah,
they're
I think
just
that.
straddling and waddling because they don't want to have to come in between the two teams, right? But even then, I'm like, that's just a little bit of an absurdity. And just thinking about what this means for the individual, I think it just kind of means they're the top two teams because it's going to be a
Of
different
course.
judges in the panel. The technical panel will be the same. So.
It's not the different judges, though. There's nine judges here. There's 14 in the individual event. Nine of those 14 are getting chosen for the rhythm dance, and then the other five for the free dance. But it's the same pool of judges. Like, you're going to see the same ones again. So, depending on the composition, yes, it can be a little bit switched up.
Right.
But you could very well see seven or eight of the same judges in the rhythm dance, in the actual rhythm dance in the individual competition.
Oh, sigh. Well, let's hope we'll see what happens, right?
I don't have any strong opinions, to be honest with you. Neither of these programs do much for me, but from a skating skill standpoint, there is no doubt that the French team is better. It is just, that is how it is. The speed, the cleanliness, the lines, the depth of edge, just everything is better. And then yeah, the Twizzle issue, but Chalk and Bates, I always say that. I feel like I need to say something new. I don't know. I don't think that this result was so scandalous. It's one point. I will say, jumping into the French team now, Cizeron on that second set of Twizzles, it wasn't that it was a mistake, but you could see he was leaning outside the circle on his edge and he was kind of fighting to get it back. So it just didn't look as effortless as usual. I wouldn't say that it's enough to give like a negative criteria or anything like that, but it was not their kind of picture perfect element. You know, we went into this, they have so
Right.
many positive criteria that they're, you know, even if you're going to give neutral on some of them, they have so many built in that it would still be a plus five. I don't know here that you could give it a plus five. I don't
Right.
think
I think it
so.
maxes at three here. Just for that, I would maybe just give it a negative feature just for that, because maybe the distancing is like changing when he's having those issues in the second set. But
Agreed.
the Chinese judge gives it a plus two. I don't understand that at all. Just really don't. And I don't want to keep harping on it because I'm just going to sit here and just like sigh.
There's
But
only five
anyways,
elements. You know, there's only five elements. And when
only
you have
five.
one team that literally, I'm sorry to say, they have some of the worst twizzles of the entire competition and they're scoring the highest score, it just does not.
And
You
when
have
we
five
say that,
elements.
we'll say this in front of like people who are like judges in ice dance and stuff like that, and their attitude is like, well, you're not wrong, but
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody's
bye.
already heard us say all of it and it's
Right.
not going to change. So it just is what it
Exactly.
is. We're the
Is
wrong
what it
ones. They're
is.
the right ones. They see something we don't see. Whatever. You
You
know?
know, this extends though even to like Fear and Gibson here, because it's like even you
I
look at
get it.
like the no touch midline steps, they're getting so many plus fours for this. And when you compare it to a team like Fournier, Baudry, and Cizeron, they're just again miles difference between the quality here. Whereas you see the British judge gave Fournier, Baudry, and Cizeron a plus two, and they gave Fear and Gibson a plus three. This doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I
That's
don't know.
not. They don't have nearly as depth of edge. The speed's not there. The pattern's not as big, especially toward that second half of midline step. They really slow to a crawl. Like it's hard. And then when they turn the corners, they're having a lot of trouble gaining speed around the corners.
I also think they looked really, really nervous in the beginning. I think that their program was not. If I'm being completely honest, I love Fearon Gibson and I have been such a cheerleader of them, and I think they've put in the work this year. The skating quality as a whole, the whole composition of the two is just not quite there. When you look at the Canadians, I think they really delivered today. I
Me too.
like their rhythm dance. I think it's one of
Me
my
too.
favorite, like cheesy. You want to go all cheesy, they do it. The choreography, I know you love that part where she's holding the ponytail, then he does, then she does. Just there's a little bit of nuance in everything, a little bit of fun. I think they skated it very well. Now we're looking at their twizzles. She on her second set almost has the same. It's the same kind of up and down. You can see that that edge is really, she's fighting to stay on the flat of the blade and she's fighting to keep those turns clean. So I wouldn't say it's their best element. I don't like the
Yeah.
pulls that they do, those edge pulls that go into it. I mean, I know that
Same.
they're making the difficulty more, but it just makes it look a little bit rougher. But I do think as a whole, I would have given them for sure third place. I don't think it would have even been close. This just sets up,
Same.
though, what I've been saying since the first competition of the season, that I believe that it's going to be Fournier Baudry-Cizeron, Chuck and Bates, and Fearon Gibson as the podium. And this is way before we even saw Fearon Gibson creep up ahead of Gilles and Poirier, which they were able to do at the Grand Prix
Grand Prix
final. So
final.
I think it's just going in that direction, and that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, even just then, like, you're just comparing even Twizzle to Twizzle, that first set from Fearon Gibson. I almost feel like they almost, ooh, was kind of shaky. But then, weirdly enough, their second set was better than their first,
It fixed it. It
which
fixed
probably
it.
the first time ever. I wouldn't say that for them, right? And then Gilles and Poirier were just their usual through the Twizzles until the actual extra for the Group C feature, the third set, to where I really feel like she lost the edge and the steadiness, but still made it through. Didn't check any turns. Got credit for it. But here it's like, the point difference is very close, but I just look at some of these GUEs, and again, the Chinese judge also judges Gilles and Poirier and Fearon Gibson as doing better Twizzles than Fournier Baudry and Cizeron. I just.
I mean, the thing is, the Fournier Baudry-Cizeron, that first set that they did was about as perfect as you're going to get. I was like, whoa. But then you can see he was struggling in that second set. So in this instant, I would say they're about equal. I mean, even if Cizeron has a little bit of an issue, they're still better done than these two other
Right.
teams that kind of are rough. But I mean, I really don't think, I think that the point difference was really the thing. It's a little bit over a point between the Brits and the Canadians. I think it should have been the other way. I don't know. I looking at these head-to-heads, they're never going to make sense to us. They never have. They're never going to start. I think that judges are really just kind of locked into what they want to get as results, and we're seeing that already. And I think that's really going to
Yeah.
transfer straight into the individual competition. Guignard and Fabry, we both predicted they would be fifth, and I even said in our prediction in our pre whatever, this program, they're skating in this group, and there's some standout programs, and then you have this that just doesn't go anywhere. And they have a home audience, and yes, they cheered really loudly at the end, but throughout the program, it was kind of just like tepid, like not really a lot of reaction. I don't get the second music choice. I know that's the one they switched, but it just goes nowhere still. I don't have a big opinion about costumes. I do not get these costume choices. I don't get the relevant. I just think that everything's a little bit off. They're trying to hit something that never quite hits where it's supposed to, and this
Yeah.
is no different for me. And honestly, I would say the Georgians probably should have been pushing closer to the Italians than they were. I mean, there's like a 5, 4.5 point difference between them. I think the Twizzles, again, it's like I don't know what happened in the last year and a half, but like he is done for with them.
Yeah, it almost felt like, again, he was like losing the stability in the edge here. They almost like crashed together. They could not control the distance of it. Like, and that was just the way to start the program. It just wasn't like a great first impression. The program, again, like you're saying, it's a dud. It was a dud when
They have
we
great
first
edges.
saw it.
They have great skating fundamentals. I will give that to them. But again, I've said this so many times, this is like a broken record at this point, but I don't think they time their elements good enough to get the impact that they need to get the highest GOEs, and everything's looking a little bit rough now. So I understand their placement. I think really it should have been probably closer to the Georgians than it was to the Canadians, but fifth is exactly where we had them. We had Davis and Smolkin in sixth. I love this program. I like a lot what they're doing this year between both programs, two of my favorite programs. Just so improved. Yeah, a little bit tense today. I would say not as like free as we've seen them earlier in the year,
I agree.
but just everything, they're everything
Felt
is just
cautious.
done. Yeah,
Yeah,
cautious,
it was
but still,
good. It was
like,
cautious. It felt like they knew an Olympic medal was on the line, and that's how they skated. Like, they didn't want to make mistakes. They wanted to make sure they made their placement. sixth place more or less was where they would have placed in just
Yeah.
like a normal, competition, whatever. But, maybe if they had skated a little fuller out, something like that, they could have pushed into, again, like you're saying, closer to the Italians here. I really loved the start, but the movement immediately got a little sloppy to me. It felt like a varying speed throughout between the elements. The transitions weren't really smooth, especially once they got into the twizzles. It almost felt like, okay,
Tense up.
tensed up. You could feel that. They had some great moments though. Like there's this moment in the pattern dance where he does like a counter and then curves around her, and like, though, that was really cool. But even then again, it got toward the end, and then I felt like the choreographed rhythm step, it just really dragged. Again, they felt like they were slightly behind. They were struggling to get into position for the speed. Again, probably because just nerves. It just wasn't the light skating we've been used to seeing from them all year. So yeah, definitely some struggles here.
So rounding out the field, Lim and Kwon for South Korea were seventh. Yoshida Morita for Japan were eighth. Wang and Liu for China were ninth. And Doval and Kulesza of Poland were 10th, exactly as we thought. Going to the Koreans in seventh really quick, I would say this is an interesting case where the twizzles were so messy for him, like so messy, and his level actually went up from the initial call to when they validated it. I believe it was a level two, and then they moved it up to a level three.
Right.
I'm
And to
pretty
me, I'm
sure.
like, that was level one. That should
It
have been
should have
level
went down.
one.
It should have went
Should have
down.
went down because, like, eventually in that second set, he just stopped moving forward. He was just rotating in place and
And
then
the
lost
first
the edge.
that first set, they were not within arm's length. I would say that first set, they were too far apart, and that started the whole problem. I'm sure that he was traveling, and that's what caused the whole spiral. But level three was super generous there. So
If
with
anything, it
that,
was like, oh, only two turns actually moved. So those last two shouldn't count in the second set. He has that slight check. So that should have dropped it down to one instead of them being like, oh, it's fine. We're going to count all four rotations. I'm like, I don't know. That was extremely generous calling to the point to where Team Japan should have been ahead
That's what
of
I
Lim
was
Kwon,
going to
in my
say.
opinion.
I feel that Japan really delivered here. Really attacked. They're known for attacking and going all out. I know that this program is probably a standout. I haven't looked to see it. I doubt it's even really on social media because the Olympics and these videos, they're probably taking them down. That's why we can't show any clips, because I guarantee we'll get a copyright strike if we even try to show the smallest little clip of anything. But I would assume this program hit very well. I hope that people were watching it, because this was early in the day, and even in the crowd wasn't that full. But I thought that they really delivered,
Me
and
too.
I would have put them, I think I would have put them seventh over
Same too.
the
Like for me,
Koreans.
it was just like they had a lot of speed, a lot of attack, but it was also smooth. They were giving full expression. I never got this sense of nerves from them because for Japan, it's the gold medal on the line. And they're a team who's made big mistakes, So they have every reason to skate cautiously because they could lose those 2 points, place last, and Japan really needs those
They don't
points.
skate like that though. They've never, I don't ever see them really not attack with full force. So I expected nothing less. I think they just kind of delivered really well, like above what I thought they would.
Same.
Just the only other comment I have is the Polish team, they got in like last week because of other disciplines giving up spots, and then people moving into the individual competition. So they're here on these extra criteria spots. And they, I would say, probably outskated the Chinese team.
I
And
would
I've
say they
said
did
this,
too. I actually
we
thought they were gonna place ahead, honestly. Just considering the skate, it was just so much cleaner, so much faster, so much more enjoyable. And then I look at the PCS and I'm like, oh, they're over 2 points lower in PCS. Well, okay,
I don't
sure.
understand why though. Wang and Liu, I said it at Four Continents. I think that they put all their energy into really hitting at the Olympic qualifier, and now they just look slow and sluggish, and nothing's really that great. I think their program is cool, whatever, but from a skating standpoint, I would say yes, Doval and Kulesza probably did more. I mean, I think
Yeah.
that
And
Ellen
I
Bett.
think like one of their initial calls was like the pattern dance was bass too. And I'm just like, oh, well, it looked that way. I wonder what turn or step they found that was clean.
Okay, so we have on our chart, we have those standings. Not, like we said, nothing really that surprising from that event. We correctly assumed all of the skaters who ended up competing there. It wasn't the case in all the disciplines. We'll get to the women where we had something wrong. But that was the situation after the rhythm dance. We went straight into pairs, and again, the South Koreans did not have an entry there, so they get 0 points for this right off the bat. And like I said, they didn't even bother to sit and watch, which I don't blame them.
Right.
But what our predictions were, we both had Japan winning the short program. I had Georgia second. I
Yeah, I
had,
really ate it on that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, you gave China,
The
this is
benefit
the
of the
one
doubt.
big surprise. This is the one big surprise of the day, is that Sui and Han really not a good skate. Not a good skate. All the way down to sixth. I had them third, you had them second. What this does though, we'll get into all the skaters, but what this does is because Canada was actually able to finish in fourth place in this segment, so they get at least one more point than they were expected to. At least one more. And then you also look at the US team, and we thought they were going to finish fifth, so they ended up finishing where we thought they were because Canada overperformed and China underperformed. France actually performed better than I think what both of us assumed they were going to do, so that makes it more competitive for that final spot to get into the free skates between France and Canada. We'll get into all that, but okay, we'll start with Muir and Kihara. They easily win this program. They almost get a world record score, 82.84 points. What did you think?
I was really impressed. I've been really critical of this team because, I sloppy, blah, blah, the typical stuff. But like, I watched this and I'm like, wow, that's the best they've ever skated. How sharp they were in everything. I never felt like they were behind. I never felt like this was a struggle. They just went like almost full speed at the beginning, never lost it, never lost a single moment there. Just everything was just probably better than they've skated in practice, even. Just on it. And I was really impressed. Very deserved win, or sorry, at least win in this segment by far. It
Her
makes me rethink the individual event for pairs. I thought it would
toe
be
loop.
closer for the top if everyone skated clean. And now here I'm like, oh, if Muir and Kihara skate clean, they're probably winning.
Well, I mean, they have to get through the free skate, which is a whole extra thing.
Right,
But I will say
exactly.
about the short program, her toe loop looked good. I don't think it was questionable rotation like it usually is. They're
Same.
miles and miles apart, whatever. They're going to give them high GOE all the time. That's another thing I have issue with. They are literally the furthest apart out of any team,
Right.
probably at the senior, at least at this Olympics, I would say. But that throw, triple Lutz was huge. And the run out was pretty good, and the stretch was pretty good. She kind of dips forward a lot. This time she didn't do that. It was really good. Everything was very sharp. They're not a very clean lines kind of team. They're very sloppy. We already know that. They get speed, they get excitement. I think they delivered here. I don't have a problem at all with them winning the short program.
Not at all.
Melkina Burilava, though, you look at those first three elements that they do, and it just does not get better than that. But then everything starts to be a little bit, huh? Those side-by-side spins were just
Yeah.
so out, like well, they're out of sync. And even Belinda was like, his position doesn't match hers because he's not as far down when they're
Right.
in the sit position. Like, she's just pointing out those little things, the footwork on the lifts, that when he steps forward, he has a lot of distance in between his skates, so it's almost like he's stumbling onto that foot that's in front every single time he does a turn. And I, we've said it before, it's something that's very
Terrifying.
noticeable. Yeah, it's just too far of a step. I don't know why he learned this technique, but he's separating his skates too far, and it's making the balance, he's kind of going from one, he's leaning onto one side when he steps forward, and it's just not, it doesn't look good. Of course, there's other elements to a lift, so it's not like you can't just give a -3 or -4 because of his feet, but it's just not smooth. It's terrifying, and it kind of like you get in this mood because everything's just so solid. They bomb into those salchows to start the program, and it's like they extend out on the landing, and it's like not a problem. And then everything starts to get a little bit,
Yeah.
and
It
then
just starts falling apart once you get to more up to like the non-big pair elements. And you can feel that too. Like I kind of thought their PCS was a little generous here. I would have put it a little like 2 points lower even then. Like I know they're getting like high eights here, but I'm like, no, like especially the way the program fell apart, I don't see how you can give nines at all, like a bunch of judges did here. I honestly don't even agree with the second place. Even though technically they were cleaner than the Italians. And we'll get to that, but
I do think I love this program. Matteo Zanini did such a good job with this program, and she is just so fierce, and she has so much fun all the time, and he's giving a lot of Italian attitude, for lack of a better kind of term, and they really believe in this program, and this is just such a different look from what these slower, more lyrical, more Italian greatest hits things are that they've had for a while. I really love the program. I cannot believe how well they skated. You saw her walking around backstage before the warm-up group, and she had a big brace on her over her kneecap. So I know they were questionable to even be here. How they were was a big question, and I think that it was a little bit surprising that they delivered this because you saw the coaches were in tears. So I think this was probably a surprise, but I'm happy
I'm
because
happy too.
it was so good, so good.
Yeah, for real. Like it was immediately, that those opening poses, opening movements, expressions just gives you these like m this mood, and it's so intense. And they carry it all the way throughout. I never feel like it's lost, even in like the step sequence where most skaters are just looking down or vacant or things like that. They never lost it. Never lost that character at all. So like I would put PCS a little higher here. They get like second. They're high eights here, but I really feel like there should have been a greater separation between them and the Georgians. And I know there's like what a point difference between the two. Yeah, in like score, like less than. And so for me, the Italians should have been second just due to the PCS.
I don't, yeah, I could see that. I think that the Metal Kino Brilhava's program is the best thing they've done. I think, again, though, it's like one of these things where it starts really high and then it's just kind of at the end. It's like, oh, I don't know. Just not a good choice of element placement, I would say, too, because you leave all the kind of shaky stuff towards the end and not the not so great stuff, and you get all the good stuff done in the beginning. So the effect kind of wears off as it goes on. Pereira and Michaud are here because Stellato Deschamps are still questionable whether they're going to compete in the individual event. So now Pereira and Michaud, in the event that Canada makes into the free skate, they'll be skating four times in this Olympics. They skated pretty well, I will say. It was gonna I feel like it was always gonna be between them and the US team to be kind of neck and neck. We assumed it was gonna be like that, but I think they really delivered pretty good. The program doesn't do much for me. I think the choreography is strong. I just think the music is, for me, not really going anywhere. I think they've had much more exciting programs in the past, but I liked it. I didn't have any problem with it. I think fourth was extremely fair, and I think, again, based on the Chinese team having their little meltdown, this helps Team Canada in a way, but also France got a little bit of help as well that we'll get
Yeah,
into. So.
I agree with you. It was really nice. I'm surprised I actually skated this well, like a few mistakes, like small mistakes here and there, but nothing like major. And that's really what helped them here. They didn't have any major mistakes, and just by that, like they were able to be in fourth place because everyone below them has like something big
Yeah,
going on,
it was
right?
not a good
Or just
start to the
overall
day.
poor quality.
Oh, yeah, the skating level was not good
It
in
was
the
not.
beginning. Yeah, it was kind of like a typical pairs event.
Because like going to like Cam and O'Shea too, my first impression was like, oh, you can see nerves. You can see nerves. You didn't feel this usual freedom that they have and this joy when they skate. Especially like Hallelujah, that's what you really need to pull you in. And they just didn't really deliver that today. But they started out strong. I really liked like the twist, the sock owl, great, clean. And then the throw always been kind of their weakness ever since the beginning of this partnership when they were doing doubles.
I mean, we know what's going to happen with the throw. It's not like people that are surprised. I'm like, really? Like, you know, more or less, it's something like that is going to happen.
They do a clean double here. They're in fourth place, and the US has another point, so it's,
Yeah, but
and I
they
know
need
that's not
to.
what you want to go for, right? But it probably may have been the smarter choice, just considering this year they probably what missed two out of three of the throws in competition. Like just something like that. We'd have to go back and check. And then even that throw leads into like an issue with the combination spin. So they're just nickel and diming some points there too. But then after that, they recovered well. I really like the step sequence. That lift is still a great
Yeah,
highlight. I actually
always, yeah.
thought it should have been at least a four. I don't know why some of these judges were like, oh, three, but maybe because the earlier before elements weren't as great. But it's probably one of the best lifts in this competition so far. So I don't know if I could see a case to where maybe you could find them a few points here and there to put them fourth, but I think fifth is deserved.
No. Pereira and Michaud are a strong team, and they skated well. So Cam and O'Shea, I think they have some of the best choreographed programs, but they nickeled and dimed this program. The throw, we just kind of know that's what's going to happen. But still, fifth place here ahead of Sui and Han, who started the season and were like, huh, what is this? Like, they don't even look like they're Chinese number one. And then in the middle of the season, we're like, wow, they could actually maybe start to compete for the Olympic gold. And now we're back to this with four continents, and now here we're like, Too little, too late. What the biggest thing I noticed is that there just doesn't seem to be a connection between them. It's like two people that are businesslike, that are going out to do their thing. They're not really relating to each other. They're not really communicating, even in the kiss and cry. It's kind of just like, we're out here to win the gold. It's not really like a best friends kind of situation. We're just here to do our job. And I think it affects the program too, because it could be very sharp and parts of it are okay, but it just falls flat because it's really like two skaters separately doing their own thing, at least to me. So on the triple toe, she has a big step out, and then triple flip throw, it's a huge element, but when it goes wrong, it's a huge fall as well. And it was really, really a disruptive fall.
Yeah, and that's their money element, So missing that was like really huge because with that, they're losing minimum 5 points, right? Not even counting whatever GOE or PCS, punishment they get for falling. But like, adding these 5 points, all of a sudden they're in fourth place. So yeah, it was actually really surprising to see that big wipeout on the throw triple flip. And then I think I heard this correctly. I think Belinda mentioned that. No, she has been suffering issues since she came back because she hasn't had the muscle strength and everything like that to truly keep up with the training needed. And so it clearly resulted in some type of injury before four continents
She
because.
said though, she said at four continents, she's like, oh, I was dealing with something, but I have 2 weeks before the Olympics, I'm gonna be fine. Something to that
What?
extent. So yeah, well, maybe they needed this skate to get it out of the way and we'll see something in the first skate that's
Hopefully.
completely different. Yeah. The Kovalevs, surprisingly, they're like a point and a half behind them. And this is with a side-by-side double two, the double toe on her part. The triple flip throw was very good. I will give them that. It had great flow out, good back, good stretch, all of that. This is a tame program by their standards. Remember, they had Toxic by Britney Spears last year, and they had like some Egyptian disco, I think, the year before, like the mummy kind of costuming, but it wasn't them. I don't remember. But this is like tame for them. It's very traditional. It was nice. I think they overperformed. Like, if I have to say, seventh place here, I had them. I had them last. I thought they were going to finish ninth in this segment. So that gives France also more points than what I thought they would initially
Right,
get.
and which really helps them secure and where we lock down that place in for the final. For the yeah, so yeah, same thing. I nothing new to add to that. They definitely overperformed again, at least for our predictions here. Again, it was like a nice skate. I think really new to add to that. It was a it's not like something I would go back and rewatch, but they did a great job, especially considering they had no idea what their place was in the individual this whole season.
Until a week
They were
ago, a
just
week and a
playing
half,
the waiting game, so it's really nice that they were able to like come out here and skate well.
Poles are in eighth, and Vipinlaw and Digby are unfortunately in ninth place here. I really like Vipinlaw and Digby. I like them so much. They only do side-by-side double axles, so they're already at a little bit of a deficit there. Throw triple salchow again, like the Chinese team, just big and then a big wipeout, just like not a good skate for them. They've had a rough season, then they looked better at Europeans. I think they can get it together in the short in the individual event. But disappointing here for sure. Because I think they are one of the most improved teams, especially last year. That step that they took up from where they were, massive, massive. So it was unfortunate to see where they were.
And one thing though too, this is one of those things to where in the team event, one of the biggest rivals of the top isn't even skating, Haas and Volodin.
The
And
Germans, yeah.
that'd be really interesting too, because it seems like the Japanese and the Georgians are on form here for the Olympics. And so I'd be really curious to see how the Germans stack up.
The Georgians, you don't know. Like the free skates have been messy. They were usually so rock solid, and then we see they're messy. And we said the Germans are kind of falling apart lately too, to the point that they were shocked that they held on to a silver medal at Europeans over the Hungarians. So I think the Japanese here have put down their foot to say we are the ones to beat. If she can rotate her jumps and they could have that dynamic kind of showing again, I think that they are well on their way to the gold medal. I think that's just where it's going. I don't see any other team scoring like they scored in the short program here. Free skate, of course, they have to get through it. They have to get through that second side by side, which sometimes gives them problems. The rotation on the side by side triple toe for her. A lot can still be figured out, but I feel like they are leading the way now. We go into the women's competition. That was the last one of the day. First of all, we're going to completely disagree about this, and I haven't posted about this. I made a an Instagram, just an actual post that just had a little message that I typed out. I cannot stand the ice coverage map. What, like, what is the point? What is the point? I don't care. I can see how close they are to the boards. I don't need a map to show me. The thing is, it only shows like the last 5 seconds of their tracing, and it's like not showing a jump chart. It was called like a jump map or whatever. You don't see the entire tracing of the program, the design of it afterwards. Like, I thought on the screen they might show like the entire design. They don't even show that. It's just some distracting little like mouse, like a game that you're playing with your mouse in the corner. That's what it reminds me of. Like, it literally just does not need to be there. There are some cool stats, but that for me just did not need to be there.
It maybe it's one of these like A for effort type of things, because I do like the doing more. I love these, especially going back to Paris for a second. I love it when they're doing the twists at the peak of it. They're doing this 3D views. You can see it from these different angles. That's really interesting. I'm liking the stats again when they're doing the axles and things like that. But yeah, this is just a big miss, because unless at the end you're gonna show the whole of the ice coverage of the program and maybe be like, they covered this many meters,
This is where
something
the
like
jumps
that.
were. Yeah.
It's not very useful.
No, it's
And if
not,
anything,
it's
it's distracting
pointless.
to what's going on in the
Yeah.
program itself.
It's pointless. It is pointless. It's a jump map, and all it's doing is like very quickly putting like little circles on the ice, telling what the distance and the height was and all that. But then you don't remember where the jumps were before that, so it's not really a map. So it's just like this little, like, what is that game that was on the calculator that like
The
Snake?
snake
Was that what it,
one?
yeah, that's what it reminds me of. Snake. Like, literally.
The snake game. I love that.
Yes. Yeah. When we did our preview, we thought that Amber Glenn would do the short program, but then like hours later, it was announced that Alyssa Liu was in the short. So that was the only one that we actually got wrong out of all of the ones that we assumed were going to compete. For that reason, I had Japan and Kaori Sakamoto winning the segment. You had, with the assumption that it was going to be Amber, you thought Amber was going to win the segment. Otherwise, you did. You put Jia Xin in third. She finished fourth here. You just had to switch her and Lara Naki Gutman. And other than that, you had all the standings.
I
Actually,
think, yeah, and then I think I
China and
switched
France.
China and France.
But
So we were
so
really
we,
close.
yeah, we both were really close. I had Japan, USA. I had Gubanova in third. She finished fifth. And then you just had to move up the Lara Naki Goodman and Jia Shin for me. But yeah, other than that, we were pretty close on our predictions. All right, so the thing is, Kaori Sakamoto, I love her, but come on, call the Luts for once in your lives, people. Like, really,
They
just
were
call
never
the
going to
Luts.
at the
I
Olympics. It's
know.
the because it's the that would have been the first time this season they gave her the E, and that was never going to happen. But at least they called an exclamation when they've been ignoring it most of the season. Maybe
I
because
mean,
once Japanese nationals did it, what choice do you
like,
have?
what if our own officials are doing it, why are we not? But I was very happy to see her skate. I thought she skated with a freedom. Everything was pretty big. It was outward. It was she had this relaxed kind of attitude about everything. Really, really enjoyed her. On the other hand, we have Alyssa, who I will say, of course, this program is great. We love it. But I will say this is the first time since she's come back where I saw nerves, or I
Me
saw like a
too.
tensing up. And the interesting thing is, I watched right before we started this video, I watched her like backstage interview, and she's like, "Oh no, I'm ready to go skate again. I thought everything was great. I could have been a little bit better, but like I'm relaxed. I love the Olympics. I want to compete all the time. I can't wait for the next program." So it's interesting because you see on the double axel, usually she has this outward flowing, like extended landing, and you could see like her free foot when she was trying to move it backwards. It was like she kind of got locked in place, so it wasn't as smooth. And then I feel like everything just tensed up a little bit. It wasn't as free as it has been.
And I gotta say, that call on the triple Lutz triple loop was really generous. To only give her Q on that loop was so generous. But again, it's just on theme of everything, the calling that's in this competition. But there's a case here to put her below Lara Naki Gutman just because of that call.
I don't, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know necessarily. I think that this program is choreographed so well, and I would give her those scores. Lara's program is good, but she too kind of tensed up on
Really, you thought that? I actually didn't think that at all.
just coming out of the Lutz. I think that was the Lutz the last thing she did?
Yeah, the last jump.
Yeah. So it coming out of that too, it's like her free, she was like, she wanted to extend. I don't know if she thought she was super close to the boards, but it took her like a split second. I think she was very nervous. She delivered. I'm very happy that she scored over 70 points because realistically, if she skates like this in the individual, she has a chance to get into the final group. And I would love to see Jaws
Me
in that final
too.
group,
Loved it.
So they're giving her the respect that I think she should have gotten for a long time. I think, Squid Game last year, I think she should have been way up there with that, but it just took time for them to really respect her. So yeah, I'm very, very happy with third, and this helps again because this is her and Gubanova, we had them kind of splitting like third and fourth place or in the free skate just being right next to each other as well. But she has a skater separating her and Gubanova in Jia Xin, who really delivered here as well.
Yeah, this really helps
And
the Italians. Yep.
And we said, she's either gonna finish really high, which you had her really high, or she's gonna bomb like she did at Four Continents, but she kept it together and I think she's a very pleasant skater. I love the use of her arms, she has a sensitivity,
Yeah,
basically since
and definitely
Yuna.
most of this field too, So I would say like where she placed was very appropriate. I agree with the fourth place given how everyone skated here. Obviously, we talk about the improvements she could have made. Maybe some of these PCS could have been higher too, just considering the actual like skating skills she has and everything. I think she was slightly undermarked on some of this, but not enough to have really made the difference in the placement. So I'm okay with it. But yeah, no, I literally was just like, oh, do I get credit for manifesting this in my prediction?
So Gubanova finishes fifth. Her jump issues, the tightness of her jumps, the kind of crazy technique she has going into them. We thought that that might play a part. Her short program at Europeans was not good. She had to play catch up for the free skate. She finishes fifth here, which finishing below Jia Xin, gives that extra point to Italy, and we'll see how that plays out when we plug in the rest of our numbers moving forward. Madeline Skizis, I want to spend a few minutes talking about her because she looked terrified from the start of her program. There was like an issue where I think that the music start like cut in like a second into the music, so she had to restart it. But immediately her shoulders are up around her ears and she's tensing up and her combination looked rougher and I knew that it was not rotated. And the thing is, she was super excited about this when she was done. She was all like, I love the team event, like all excited in the kiss and cry. And then you see a range of emotions. It's just so crazy to me. Like I even commented, for those of you that are on a certain message board, I commented before this happened. I said, I have a feeling that an Ashley Wagner 2014 team event short program reaction is coming. And it exactly happened. I knew it was coming because I knew that she thought that she skated really, really well. She goes from, I put a 20-second clip up on Instagram. She goes from like this, like to a camera, and then all of a sudden, like it just drops immediately. She's like, and then she's waiting for her scores, and immediately when she gets the 64 or whatever the score is, she's just like, huh? Like what? 64? Really? But how is it a 64? And just the range of emotions on her face, I took like five screenshots, and it goes from like the full like irritated to confused to like baffled to like I'm over this, all within the span of a few seconds. It's amazing. She's the new Ashley Wagner meme. I'm sure this kind of reaction is gonna blow up overnight. If it hasn't already, I haven't looked. But I think that that's where it's going with that. She's gonna speak what's on her mind. She said at Canadian Nationals over her dead body, was she going to lose this spot? So she's somebody that's going to let you know exactly what's going on.
Which I honestly love. I love that she would say that, too, about Canadian Nationals, just displaying that drive, determination, wasn't going this, like, again, like I think about 90s, just like cliche, what they were telling everyone to say, everyone's
Of
gonna
course.
skate great and it's up to the judges. No, she's just like, no, it's mine.
Exactly. Lauren Schild finishes in seventh for France. I respect immensely what she's been able to do in terms of improvement. She's a lot smoother now. She's a lot more flowy. I will say before there was really not so much to really talk about with the components of her skating, but she's improved. The one interesting thing, you watch her Lutz toe, both of those jumps from the start, she's leaning backwards like she's completely out the side of the circle, and then she lands them perfectly, and they are all the way rotated, like perfectly all the way rotated. It's really amazing how she's able to realign herself to land, and she does it every single time. But this program to Stairway to Heaven is probably, it has to be my favorite program that she's ever done. I really respect what she's done to improve her skating.
Exactly, aside from the jumps, which again, it's typical French prayer-based technique, just we'll see what happens. But I agree with you. Over the years, she's improved so much. You actually felt like interpretation here. She's cleaned up a lot of her skating outside of the jumps. But I think it's one of those situations though, where every time she does jump, there's like this feeling of just like, oh, all this smoothness that she's worked on is gone, and she leans back, lands, and then can't have that smooth exit. So it's just like jerk because she's just using all this energy to fix her position as she lands. And I'm like, So just in that regard, I feel like seventh is really justified here. Even then with that, like, I don't know, like, do we know if this is her last season?
I don't think so. She's still pretty
Oh, you don't think
young.
so? Okay. Because I'm wondering, like, what will she do next without improving, like, her jumps? They're more consistent now, but they're now just, like, consistently some level of, like, okay, plus one, plus two maybe max. You know, so.
She's done a lot of work, so she really has done a lot of work. I think she can still continue to improve. You know, it is French kind of wild technique. We've seen over the years so many skaters in both men and women that just they jump up in the air and they hope that they land essentially. And this is, I don't think it's like that with her. I think it's just a technique that she's kind of drilled into herself that's how she has to do it. But yeah, she skated pretty well, honestly. Like it was
Yeah,
not a
shit.
bad performance. Zhang skating to Madonna finishes eighth for China. Ekaterina Kurakova for Poland finishes ninth. Kristin Spors from Great Britain finishes 10th, which is exactly what we thought it would be. I want to just really quickly make mention of Spors in 10th place. She cannot, from my understanding, because of the injury that she has, where she has no feeling between her leg and her foot, her left foot, so her left leg. So double axel, she can't do it. So she's just going to do a single axel throughout this entire competition, from what I understand. Just the double axel is gone because of this injury. The other jumps looked okay to me, you know, rotation, blah, 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 but she stood up on them and they looked relatively well. I'm so happy that she had her moment here. You know, she's going to be in the individual competition as well. Doesn't care probably about last place. She's in the Olympics. I was reading into her whole thing, and she was actually retired essentially after last season, and then she came back 2 months ago. She has this injury to deal with. I'm very happy for her to skate as well as she probably could have in this segment. Yeah, and with that, we have the men's short program that we already put our scores in on, but the thing is, we had assumed Adam Siakhin-Faa was going to be in for France. And it's going to be Kevin Amos for the short. If France gets to the free skate, they'll use Adam. But with that in mind, you know, Kevin is one of these people. We said it in the free skate. He could play spoiler and be second or third place, or he could finish a distant last with like
I
45
mean,
points.
right, because like
So.
I put France third. I think you put France fifth in our original predictions. So you were way more, you know, less prayer based in your predictions than I was. And even then, though, I honestly feel like putting Kevin in, and I'm looking at this over and thinking about it, and I'm like, there still could kind of be exactly where we put it. You know what I mean? For either of us, or it could be last.
The thing that I have, the thing that doesn't worry me, but now it's like, is that France, if actually, so I'm going to take away these standings completely. So we go over to the side, we look down here, and we see France as of right now has 17 points. Okay. And then you see that Canada, who is going to be their direct competition, they have 19 points. So right now, Canada has that last spot, and what it means is it just really doesn't matter otherwise, besides Kevin would have to finish 2 spots ahead of Steven Gogolev in the men's short program. And then on the tiebreakers, I think because Laurence and Guillaume were second place in the segment for the rhythm dance, they would have the tiebreaker to get into the final. So knowing that, maybe the pressure is on Kevin. I know that getting to the free skate is not really the end of the world for France because they know they're not in the medals, but I wonder if that's going to be a little bit of extra pressure on him now that it is so tight and, you know, some teams overperformed and some underperformed in the short. But just assuming this is my prediction, you know, Ilya wants to do quad axel triple toe in the
Yeah,
short
he's gonna.
program. We've
Yeah.
seen that he's going to try that. I still think he's going to win the short. I mean, if it
Same.
starts to go wrong, you could see where Yuma would beat him. So I would still have him second. Third place now, you know, I don't think it's really going to
Still.
change anything for me. I think I had Daniel Grassl
You would
third.
grassle, yeah.
So I think it's going to stay the same there. And then fourth, I had Junwon Cha. I remember that. The only thing I think I would change here is that I would probably be
Igatse
more
over
confident in
Amo.
Ngadze over Amos. Yeah, I mean, but again, it could go anywhere. And you know, I love Kevin Amos. I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of him, but I just don't know with the pressure on him. And then I had Boyang Jin seventh, I think.
Yeah.
And then I
Boyang
had.
and Gogolev.
So here's the thing, though. With me, I have exactly those 2 spots. So it's gonna come down to the wire if it's where I think it's gonna go. And then I had Poland, Samoylov in ninth, and then I had Appleby in 10th.
Great Britain, yeah.
Yeah. So. Looking at my standings, France does. I mean, they have the same total. On my scorecard, it would be Canada and France with the same. But when you're breaking down the best two, you have Canada with 14 and you have France with 14 as well. I don't know where the tiebreaker, if that's the case. So 9 plus 5, Yeah, so 9 plus 5 would beat the 7 plus 7. I'm assuming that's how it works. If I read the
Yep.
rules correctly, it's the two best, but it's the highest. So it would go to France if I'm correct. And that would be where I would be. And then for you, did you sw oh you are you gonna switch anything for yours, or did you switch anything for yours?
Oh, I wasn't looking at this. No. What my differences were,
Well, no, you just had Kevin and I mean you had France in third with Adam. So would you
yeah.
change?
How would I change? I mean, I guess I would put Junwan up. So yeah, I think it
Okay.
would move France to fifth.
Okay. So you're gonna move everybody up,
Yeah.
and then you put France in fifth, and then you have the same thing. I mean, how close was it for Canada? You tied Canada as well,
Oh
and with
wow.
yeah. So
Okay.
yours,
But still, France wins the tiebreaker. Just by
yeah.
my
Well,
prediction.
actually,
Okay.
but the problem here is that we have I
Right,
changed mine to what the actual standings were, and these are the ones that you had predicted. So I don't
just copy
know.
paste from yours, the
Yeah,
first thing.
actually, yeah. Look, we can learn that, but I think with you're actually going to have Canada in the final. I'm not sure. Let's see. No. So you have France with 23 and you have Canada with 23, but again, you're giving France the benefit of the doubt on the tiebreaker because of the second place finish in the
And
rhythm
this
race.
is us really underselling Gogolev. And he does have two quads, so
Yeah,
he can play
yeah.
spoiler if the field isn't on.
Yeah, I mean, but everyone above him should have a huge PCS lead, to be honest.
Yes.
I mean, even Igadze is
Even Igadze.
pretty solid in the short program. I mean, even Igadze, the program's better than what Gogolev's program is. But yeah, that is where it's going to be as far as that. And then looking at, so you would have USA ahead by 3 points. I would have USA ahead by 3 points as well. I think we have basically the same standings now. And the Italians, to me, it's going to come down to what Grasso does, especially with these jump calls. But then we also know Italy, as of right now, is planning to put Matteo Rizzo in the free skate, which I don't. The thing is, this is so up in the air because we don't know if Ilya is skating the free skate yet. We don't know about that. We would assume Shun Sato is skating the free skate for Japan. We know Rizzo, as of now, is the plan, but if it's really close, maybe they'll consider Grassl. I don't know. Igadze has to skate the free skate for Georgia, and Adam Siafim-Faa skating the free skate for France. Actually, if Ilya doesn't skate the free skate, like we said, there's a big chance still, I think even more so now, that the USA could finish fifth in this segment. So I don't know if the USA is just going to bank on the fact that with the free dance tomorrow,
Right.
They're going to have enough points where it's not going to matter necessarily or what, but they have to make their decision for the free dance as soon as the men's short program is over. Like within those 10 minutes of the men's short program being done, the free dance skaters need
Right.
to be announced.
And so,
And
like,
yeah.
yeah, the US will either gain 3 or 4 points on Japan. So that would extend that lead by what, to like 6 or 7. Maybe gain a point.
Who are we? Well, okay,
So
we were assuming before that it was going to be Italy that beats France, that beats Georgia. That was what we were assuming. So
yeah, so
after
like
the
tomorrow's what, the men's short program? And so if we're just talking about
and
USA
the free
Japan,
dance, yeah.
yeah, so like the US will extend their lead by at least a point. If even if Kageyama's clean, whatever, he could have a disaster, lose out some points here, but that extends that lead. So that would go to like 3 points, right?
Yeah,
Or,
well,
sorry, right. So based on the prediction you have there, and so you go to the free dance, add 3 or 4 points to whatever that difference is between Team USA and Japan, and now all of a sudden,
that's 7 points.
yeah,
It's
7 points for the
a 7 point
last three
different.
programs,
Yeah.
right? But the US has just used their big advantage ice dance in an ice dance already. And so Japan does have room to make up, but there's so many places to where they can make it up between pairs, women's and men's if Ilya doesn't skate. If Ilya doesn't skate, it's to me feels really up in the air. They would cede 3 to 4 points immediately in the men's. And
Yeah, I
then
mean,
it's
yeah.
women's, they'll cede 1, possibly 2 points. And then pairs, they're bound to cede like, I
You
don't
think,
know.
are you going to assume that Miura Kihara do the free
Yeah.
skate and they win that as well?
And so they could seed 3 points in pairs. I assume they
Okay.
beat the Kovalevs, but seeding 3 points in pairs, seeding
Yep.
3 to 4 points in just the men.
I did it. Yeah.
So
So
that's
I have
six
just
points.
those. I have them all in there. So now the points become the USA has 67 in the end, and Japan has 68.
Right, and that's if Ilya doesn't skate.
Yeah. And I
So
mean,
to me,
I don't see where, like, the thing is the women's free. I suppose Kaori can have an off day, and if it's Alyssa or Amber or whoever ends up getting chosen, they could win the segment, and then it wouldn't matter. But it looks like it's still going to be neck and neck. I mean, even with the way that US kind of overperformed today, I don't know.
right, and
It's
so that's what it is. I think it all relies on Ilya. Ilya skates, it's more or less locked up, in my opinion,
yeah.
if he does both segments. If he doesn't, a nail biter. It's a nail biter. It's going to come down to, like, does everyone perform to expectation? Is everyone clean? Or does somebody just kind of cede a point here or there due to some mistakes? Like, it's really big. It's kind of nuts, right?
Yeah, and I'm just like plugging this stuff in because the thing is, like, if I put Georgia ahead of Italy by one in every single segment, then you have Georgia with 59 at the end and Italy with 62 at the end. Now, I mean, some of these things, like the women's free, I don't see any. I like if France really does get into the final, it's going to be France fifth in the women's free. It's going to be France fifth in the pairs free. So there's not really any room for Georgia to really catch up. There's not any space for them to make up those points for the bronze medal. So I would say Italy, is for sure in there, in the driver's seat, if you will, to win that bronze medal. And then France is kind of just happy to be there. I mean, even if Adam would win the men's free skate, for example, something crazy, and he has one of those skates like he had at Worlds a few years ago when he bounced all the way up to the bronze medal. I mean, it's still, looking at these, it's 61 for Italy, it's 58 for Georgia, and France is at
And then
52.
you have
Like,
Japan and US tied in that scenario, and then we go to a tiebreaker.
oh yeah, and then it is a tiebreaker, and then in that case, the US, oh my God, it would go down to the pair. So the Dan, I think they look at, if I'm not mistaking, they look at these totals right here, and it's the best two.
Yeah, your
Japan would
tracker has
win.
Japan wins in that case.
Japan would win. Yeah, because
Still.
they have 220s. Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting.
It's gonna be, we're gonna be in the air too when all
Oh
this is
yeah, we should mention.
decided.
So we'll do something tomorrow, I think. I have a long day tomorrow. I'm heading to work tonight, and I work overnight, and then I'm gonna wake up and watch all the skating, and then we'll put out a video. But for the final, I think we'll be in the airport or getting on the plane right when this thing wraps up. So there will be no video, maybe until the next morning. But yeah, so
Champagne
it
problems.
yeah, but it's I can't believe just like looking
Yeah.
at this. Like I kind of put like a few scenarios here, and it's really crazy. Let's get this off the screen. I mean, I really didn't even need to have that on the screen the entire time until the end.
It's
But
fine.
yeah, so interesting day one. If you look at the standings as they are right now, everything's kind of bunched up at the top. It's really a lot closer, and I think people assume that that means really a lot of teams are in contention. But when you map this all out and you put them into the tiers where they're most likely, barring a major, major disaster, things will start to play out tomorrow. The medals should start to become more clear. Just Japan and the USA. I'm so curious. I'm so curious if after the free dance, they do the same math on the pairs free and the women's free, and they say, damn, like we need Ilya to skate, or we need like that one more point somehow. I mean, I'm not saying that Andrew could not like sneak in there ahead of like Matteo Rizzo on a bad day or something, but it's just so tight that I think that they really need to consider what the option could be. And Ilya, if he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't have to do it, and he's not going to, but I hope there is someone in USFS that is doing all these calculations and says, wow, like it's really going to come
Right.
right down
Well,
to the
based on the
end.
way NBC and everyone's framing it, they know it's USA and Japan. So NBC has done the math.
Yeah.
Maybe they watched our video and did the math. Who knows? But like, it's not like we were that unique. Anyone could just do this and put a spreadsheet together. Like, so just walking through the scenarios, I was always going to be close. I just don't think I never walked through the scenarios until we did it. But yeah, it's so exciting, actually.
I will
It's so.
say, one thing we should have said too, and I don't know why we didn't do this, but because we have Canada and France tied. Now, in the event that Canada gets in to the free skates, you have, I'm pretty sure Lajoie and Laga are doing the free dance in that event. In the Paris free skate, it has to be Pereira Michaud. In the women's free skate, it's going to be Madeline. I think she's still looking at fifth place there, so that's not going to switch anything. And then the men's free skate, you would have Steven Gogolev. Now, in the event that that happens, I think there's a much better shot for the US to just win outright because they might more easily, if it is Andrew, he could get into that fourth spot over Steven. So that's another thing we should have put on the screen because that's a potential that happens tomorrow as well, depending on how the men's short program goes. But I mean, it's kind of exciting. Like for once,
I
it's not
know.
like
It's
a
the
done
first
deal.
exciting team event ever since its inception. It only took over a decade.
So that's all we have for today. I hope you guys like the numbers stuff. I know that quite a few of you have been like, no, we want to put in our own numbers too, and we do agree or we don't agree. And a lot of people were saying, are you crazy to put Amber in? She's so unpredictable. Just put Alyssa. She's this master of consistency, and that ended up being correct. But I do think some of the teams will reconsider their choices depending on how close it is. Some skaters might just have that energy to skate double duty, even if they don't necessarily need to. But we will find out everything, I think, tomorrow after the free dance. Everything has to be announced I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, after the free dance tomorrow, I'm pretty sure everything has to be announced pretty quickly. So we'll know what the teams are for the free skates, and depending on when we make our video, we might redo this whole thing again. We might have the wrong fifth team getting into the final. We may have other surprises. But yeah, as always, comments, questions, whatever, write to us if you want to on Instagram or on here. We try to reply to everything, and hopefully you enjoy day one of the Olympics. Day two is on more normal hours, at least for the United States, because these events start at 7 or 8 p.m. in Italy, so you're looking at like afternoon for the United States tomorrow. I will be watching, you'll be watching. And yeah, and this is the start of the Olympic Games. And in 2 days, we will be in the airport heading to Milan.
All right, yeah, and so like and subscribe. Thank you, everybody. And then we're gonna post just a copy of the spreadsheet, I guess, so just so y'all have it. And you can download it. It'll be in the YouTube top comment, probably.
Sounds good. All right, for now, thank you for watching the skating session. As always, my name is Tony Wheeler,
My name's Thomas Vu.
and happy Olympics.
Right, bye, everyone.